disturbing news, and we'll continue to follow that story as we have also been following what's going on in Myanmar, also known as Burma. Early this morning, the first U.S. plane carrying aid landed in Yangon, about 20,000 pounds of aid. It's a rare move for the ruling junta, which has resisted offers for military aid to allow the plan to land. And it is carrying supplies like blankets and drinking water, but there are no aid workers aboard that plane. We're going now to Peter Popham, who is a roving foreign correspondent for The Independent, for the very latest. And Peter, is this a breakthrough of sorts?
Yes, it's certainly a breakthrough. I mean, it's the first time that an American plane has landed in Burma ever, I should think. An aid plane. Certainly the first time since the cyclone struck. So it's a big step in the right direction.
And Peter, here's the real question, though, because there were lots of reports over the weekend about the fact that some aid, not enough, has been allowed into the country, but it's not necessarily getting to the people who need it. In fact, we heard reports about how military officials were diverting some of that aid to support their referendum on the Constitution, which went forward on Saturday. What are you hearing?
Yes, well, that's what I've been hearing as well. The problem is that if you don't have the agencies, people on the ground in considerable numbers, you have no way of controlling what happens to the aid you're bringing in. And in particular, in the case of Burma, there's very little grounds for expecting that the Burmese regime would make good use of the aid. They're not geared up to helping the people in large numbers. In a way, there is a relationship of settled enmity between the regime and the people they govern, as is shown by the not infrequent uprisings that occur.
And Peter, I guess it's really hard when you're watching this story unfold from afar. It's been a week. There is no question that there are tens of thousands of people who are in dire need at the moment. Very low supplies of water, of food, of so on. How is the government? How is the government trying to help?
Well, certainly they are setting up. They set up camps for displaced people on the fringes of the areas most badly affected by the cyclone. Apparently, the conditions inside those camps are terrible. People are being restricted to like one cup of rice a day, according to a report I've just seen. And there are lots of more refugees who are swarming out as best they can out of their devastated villages. The estimate of Oxfam, who would be the a charity one would love to see on the ground because they're so brilliant at dealing with water problems. They're saying that there's a danger of 1.5 million people being in severe trouble in the short term. And so the problem is we're not really seeing this because journalists are not allowed to roam freely. There are roadblocks into the affected area. Aid workers are not getting there. We're getting a very limited picture of the extent of the devastation. And of course, as we know as journalists, the length of time in which the media are interested in any given catastrophe is around a week and not much more.
Yeah, no question,
public
Peter.
Attention is going to disappear into this issue while hundreds of thousands are still in terrible peril.
And how do these aids or aid organizations as well as other governments, how do you even begin negotiating with the junta?
Well, as we've seen by the fact that the American plane arrived today, and I believe there's another one going to arrive tomorrow, they are beginning to see reason. One hears from Burmese sources who pay close attention to the dealings inside the regime that there are strong differences of opinion between Tan Shwe, who is the strong man who's been the unchallenged ruler of Burma for the last 16 years, and his immediate subordinates. There are differences of view about the attitude towards the outside world and the attitude towards aid, with some of his junior subordinates urging him to be more flexible. So there is some kind of a power
But hold on, Peter, but right there. So you're saying that there is ongoing debate within the junta itself, as opposed to it just being ongoing debate between other parties and the junta?
Sorry, I missed that.
No, I'm just saying very quickly, because we're almost running out of time, but you were saying that there's actual debate going on within the military regime itself, as opposed to just debate between the junta and other parties.
Well, I mean, clearly there are negotiations, tortuous negotiations, I think, took place between the Americans and the regime to allow this one plane, this first plane to arrive, mm-hmm. and then to allow the second one to arrive tomorrow. what's happening with inside the regime would appear to be a vicious struggle between Tan Shui, who is the strong man, and the people who are urging a more flexible approach to the outside world, who are his subordinates.
Peter Popham, roving foreign correspondent for The Independent, thank you so much for that update.
Thank you.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.